This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Richard Viguerie, a longtime prominent figure in the conservative movement. He's the head of conservativeshq.com, and he's the author of Conservatives Betrayed. He joins me now to explain why he believes Republicans took a beating at the polls on Tuesday and how he believes the party can realign itself. And Richard, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Greg.
Well, you say in a press release the day after the election that conservatism was not defeated on Tuesday. Instead, it was Republicans engaging in big government behavior. Explain how you come to that conclusion.
Well, too many Republican politicians came to Washington to change Washington, but unfortunately, Washington changed them. And George Bush and Karl Rove and the other Republican leaders seemed like they got together shortly after they had total power in January of 2001. They had the House, the Senate, the White House. And it was like they got together and decided that we're going to govern for generation or two based on bribery. We're going to try to bribe the voters with their own money. And we're going to bribe seniors and farmers and steel workers and people in Florida and one place or another. And they went about the business of abandoning the Republican small government philosophy and massively expanded government. And consequently, it took the heart and soul out of the Republican Party. Conservative donors, workers, grassroots voters abandoned the party in droves in recent years because they just abandoned the voters.
Richard, in terms of your prescription for the future, one of the first things you want Republican leaders to do in Congress is to resign. We've seen that from their leadership positions, not from Congress. We've seen Roy Blunt do that, the current House whip, the current conference chairman. Adam Putnam has done the same. John Boehner, however, says he intends to stay on as minority leader. We've heard nothing about possible changes from Republican Senate leaders. Why do you want the current leaders to step down, and what would you want in their place?
Well, as we know, one sign of insanity is to repeat the same behavior and expect different results. We've been led for far too long now by big government, establishment, country club, Wall Street-type Republicans. And they've gotten us in this mess, and conservatives, grassroots Americans, are not going to get to the political promised land until we get new leaders, just like the biblical Jews had to wander in the desert for 40 years until that generation of faithless, corrupt leaders had died off, passed away. And so conservatives are not going to get to the political promised land until we get new leaders, people who really believe in the Reagan vision of strong national defense, traditional moral values, and a strong economy by reducing the size of government, instituting tax cuts, and deregulating much of the overregulation that's been going on for decades now. So we just need new leaders and people who can articulate this vision to the American people. I don't see Americans following people like Mitch McConnell and John Boehner and the other Republicans up there. So I think you'll find also, Greg, that the grassroots Americans are so discouraged and disappointed in the leadership that they're going to withhold support. That translates immediately into donations to the Republican Party, the Republican National Committees, until they do get new leadership.
Richard, who do you see as potentially being a leader who would carry on in the Reagan mode?
Well, there's excitingly, there's numerous young conservatives that are coming up now. We've been had a leadership vacuum now for many years, ever since Reagan left. But now we can see future leaders like Governor Sarah Palin, Governor Bobby Jindal of Louisiana, Governor Mark Sanford of South Carolina, Congressman Paul Ryan from Wisconsin, Mike Pence from Indiana, Jeb Hensarling from Texas, and many, many others out there. So we've, for the first time in a generation almost, we're having a good number of young conservative leaders to choose from. So of all the needs conservatives have, that's number one, new leadership.
Richard, one of the things that some political observers have said over the past few days is that the Republican presence in the House of Representatives is dwindling because the party doesn't have enough moderates or doesn't take enough moderate stands, and that for you see no Republicans left in New England, and even in the Rust Belt states, it's starting to dwindle as well. How do you respond to their assertions?
Well, America is a conservative country, and the reason the conservatives have been and Republicans have been losing elections is because they have abandoned their conservative principles. I mean, you would think that the moderates would be happy because we've had a massive expansion of government. For the most part, the Republicans have ignored the social issues. So the idea that we should become more and more like the Democrats, and that's the way to victory, is a strange idea. Conservative ideas are what has propelled, it's been the engine of the Republican Party since the 1960s and 70s. And so the idea that we just become more like the Democrats and we'll start winning elections is a laughable idea.
Richard, right now the Oregon Senate race has been called, so the Democrats will have at least 57 seats in the U.S. Senate, and there are still a couple that are still undecided at this point. What would you like to see in terms of tactics from either the Senate or House Republicans in order to let it be known to the American people that what they've been doing over the past couple of decades isn't what they're going to do from now on?
Well, I don't have a lot of hope, quite frankly, for the congressional Republicans, certainly the present leadership. I think that they're weak. They don't have convictions, apparently, to stand up on principles. But I would hope that they would not be afraid to fight battles. And it's okay to lose because we ran on principle with Barry Goldwater in 1964. We elected Ronald Reagan and then Republican Congress by fighting battles, and many times you'd go into the battles expecting to lose, hoping that you won't, but you're a realist and realize that that's probably the outcome. I would hope that these leaders would fight every single effort by Obama to expand the government and bring liberalism to America, where there's social issues, foreign policy, the economy. And the only time you ever lose a battle is the ones you don't fight.
Richard, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. Thank you, sir, as always, for your time.
My pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
Richard Viguerie, longtime figure in the conservative movement. He's the author of Conservatives Betrayed. He's also head of conservativeshq.com. This is Dateline Washington.